Part 1. 1. April 1944. The barking of the dogs was closing in on them, not far behind now. The two men clawed through the dense Polish forest at night, clinging to the banks of the Vistula, only miles from Slovakia. Their withered bodies cried out from exhaustion, on the edge of giving out. The clothing they wore was tattered and filthy. Their ill-fitting clogs, useless in the thick woods, had long been discarded. And they stank, more like hunted animals than men. But now, the chase was finally over.
"Sie sind hier!"
They heard the shouts in German behind them.
"This way!"
For 3 days and nights, they had buried themselves in the wood piles outside the camp's perimeter wire, camouflaging their scents from the dogs with a mixture of tobacco and kerosene. Hearing the guards' bootsteps go past, only inches away from being discovered and dragged back to the kind of death no man could easily contemplate, even in here. Then the third night, they clawed their way out under the cover of darkness. They traveled only at night, stealing whatever scraps of food they could find on the farms they came upon. Turnips, raw potatoes, squash, which they gnawed at like starving animals. Whatever it was better than the rancid swill they'd been kept barely alive on these past 2 years. They threw up, their bodies unaccustomed to anything solid. Yesterday, Alfred had turned his ankle and now tried to carry on with a disabling limp. But someone had spotted them. Only a couple of hundred yards behind, they heard the dogs, the shouts in German, growing louder.
"Hier, Entlang! This way! Over here! Alfred! Come on, quick!"
the younger one exhorted his friend.
"We have to keep going!" "I can't. I can't."
Suddenly, the limping man tripped and tumbled down the river embankment, his feet bloody and raw. He just sat there on the edge of exhaustion.
"I'm done."
They heard the shouts again, this time even closer.
"What's the use? It's over."
The resignation in his voice confirmed what they both knew in their hearts, that it was lost, that they were beaten. They had come all this way, but now had only...